This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Millions of people around the globe have been affected by widespread Microsoft outage impacting IT network of multiple businesses, downing banking services, disrupting international airlines and media outlets worldwide. The ongoing widespread outage is reportedly related to US-based cybersecurity provider CrowdStrike. Its Falcon sensor is installed on many business computers to gather security data. CrowdStrike, in a statement on its website, said it is aware of reports of crashes on Windows hosts related to the Falcon sensor. Symptoms include hosts experiencing a bug check and blue screen error related to the Falcon sensor. The company said their engineering teams are actively working to resolve the issue. Many users in India as well have reported an outage in Microsoft services on Down Detector. The outage has caused the grounding and cancellation of flights across the United States. IT issues are also affecting other countries, with outages reported from New Zealand and Japan. In Uttar Pradesh, the death toll has mounted to 4 in the Gonda rail accident. One person succumbed to his injuries in a Lucknow hospital and another body was recovered from a wagon coach of the train today. Two other injured are in serious condition. As per the information from the railways, 21 coaches of the Dibrugarh-bound train derailed yesterday afternoon, in which 30 persons suffered injuries. The restoration of the Lucknow-Guwahati main rail route is going on a war footing. Meanwhile, trains have been diverted to other routes. The government will introduce 6 new bills, including the one to amend the disaster management law, in the monsoon session of Parliament beginning next week. Besides the finance bill, the government has listed the Bharatiya Vayu Yan Vidhayak 2024 to replace the Aircraft Act of 1934 to provide enabling provisions for ease of doing business in the civil aviation sector. The list of bills was published in the Parliament bulletin issued by the Lok Sabha Secretariat yesterday. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin on July 22nd and will continue till August the 12th. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget on July the 23rd. The CBI today arrested one student of Ranchi Institute of Medical Sciences, RIMS, in connection with the NEET-UG entrance paper leak case. Surabhi Kumari, an MBBS student of 2023 batch of RIMS, was arrested after intensive interrogation. The CBI has seized her mobile, laptop and other electronic gadgets. Surabhi Kumari, a native of Ramgarh district in Jharkhand, had allegedly solved papers of the NEET examination for the paper leak case culprits. In Bangladesh, the death toll has reached 39 in the anti-quota protests. According to media reports, violence escalated in the country over protests by students demanding reforms in the quota system for government jobs. As a result of the unrest, television news channels in Bangladesh are off the air, telecommunications has been disrupted, and many newspaper websites and social media accounts are inactive. Mobile internet has also been temporarily suspended in the country in the wake of the protests. Law Minister Anisul Haq has said the government is willing to host talks with the protesters. The Indian High Commission in Dhaka has advised its nationals to avoid local travel and minimize movement outside their living premises. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep concern at the ongoing violence in Bangladesh. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a key aide of Khalistani terrorist Lakhbir Singh Sandhu, alias Landa, in a major terror network case involving supply of deadly weapons. NIA arrested Baljeet Singh, hailing from Badwani district of Madhya Pradesh, yesterday. According to the NIA, Baljeet Singh was found to be a major weapons supplier to Landa's agents in Punjab. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over the inputs received for the upcoming edition of Mann Ki Baat program. The program is scheduled to be broadcast on the 28th of this month. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi said he is getting numerous inputs for the upcoming Mann Ki Baat program. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day official visit to Bhutan beginning today. During the visit, Mr. Misri will receive an audience with the King of Bhutan. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Goa, Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.